I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I know this is really a surprise, isn't it? This is the automatically deleted husband again. And of course, to Erica Lee, happy birthday. I love my girl. I obviously sent a email to her with you know the links to the birthday video that I did for her Saturday, and then for the one I did today, because I sent that stack of discs out, stack of DVDs that I assume will arrive at most locations at least tomorrow, and hopefully, you know, I be confident most of them will be thrown away. But I'm hoping at least one won't. And somebody will, you know, because what happened is to everyone else, they got just simply the draft, what I call the draft of the idea of the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. Because after I did the video for Saturday for Eric Lee's birthday, I decided, okay, I need to put all the concepts behind that in one package. So it's a video that describes why the Bible is true. You know, I used the internal, external evidence idea. That was kind of quick. And then why the institutional church is a fraud. And I went into things like, obviously, the meaning of the word church and synagogue, the meaning of elder, tithe, and overseer, and so forth. That was my focus. There were some other areas I didn't touch, but I figured that was enough because that was quick. That was pretty much impromptu. I watched it afterwards and I said, okay, all right, this is sufficient. This is a beginning. It lacked the clarity I would like, but it made a whole lot of cases. So I sent it out on DVD today. I also informed a lot of other people yesterday, and I have responses already. You know, and I woke up this morning to two new ones, parties that I haven't been in dialogue on this with. And one was, yeah. And the other one was really in depth. It was great. It was really, really great. So I was more than pleased to get that. And so I think I'm now, I think it's maybe five active conversations I'm having, five, maybe even six, to count. And I'm encouraged by that because, you know, I've talked with another gentleman, Rob, the gentleman that we went to Frozen Head with, because he tends to do a softer approach on things, and I've interacted with him because my question is, you know, it sinks into me the verse saying that to know how to answer each person. Because some of the people I deal with, I can't deal with any depth. I have to stay surface. And I think Rob does a better job of that. When I listen to the things he's done, I think he does a better job of that. But then there are some that you can go in depth with. And that's why I was so encouraged by the response to the Foundation series that I did last year. Because, you know, it was kind of like virtually every one of them, within a month, I had 200 views. It's kind of like there's an audience. You know, and I've pondered doing that, but that's such a time consumer, and time is a problem. But, so, on this subject of the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, when I sent it out, it's kind of like that Foundation series. Since it was solid information, I think there's a market for that. A market for that, not in the sense that I'm trying to raise an audience, but people want to know. Because if I make a claim that is valid, then it's a claim that should be made. If I make a claim that's not valid, which at least I have one gentleman who does not agree with me, but is continuing to engage me on that, which I appreciate. My hope is, you may not be aware of this, so let me inform you. I have a rather large family. You know, a guy with 9 kids is fairly unusual in this day, especially in the U.S. So it's a rather above average size family. And not one will interact with me. And I have to assume that for the younger kids, it's not their choice. It's simply imposed upon them. And that concerns me. I mean, that's cruelty towards them. You know, which reminds me of the video or the email I gave you Friday. But the DVD is in the mail. However, I sent it to, you know, my wife, Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, which I assume all three of those gentlemen will simply, you know, probably go straight in the trash. But I did it. My wife may simply stick it on a shelf. But a copy went to Erica Lee. And I wonder if she will find, oh yeah, maybe here's some supporting evidence where my dad finally is saying the institutional church is a fraud, rah, rah. Yeah, I think she'll find, yeah, maybe we agree on that. But she doesn't agree on the Bible is true. So there'll be an issue there. But, you know, I'd be happy to engage her on it. Engage her, engage Brent, or even Leo. So I sent her that. I sent her also a video of a compilation of all of the stuff that I have about her or have done towards her, including videos that, you know, show her as a newborn child. You know, back in the early 90s, pictures of her with Jack doing some music, and videos that she's done, including Keeping the Promise. So she has it. How well that's going to go over, I don't know. One other thing, yes, I'm long again. I have been making the case for a while, that the masks that people wear are the armbands of 100 years ago. And occasionally I watch, there's this woman who has a YouTube channel, and she uses the tagline, Really Graceful. And she's done some rather interesting and provocative things over the years. And for whatever reason, I went and, you know, it's probably the first time in months that I went and looked through some of the things she did. And she has one called This Lesson of History Cannot Be Forgotten. And it was interesting because on YouTube, she put a video out that said, this is a video I can't put on YouTube. And then, of course, so the link that she had is on BitChute. So I've watched both, you know, her intro video on YouTube, and then that was stopped because, you know, YouTube will silence people, as obviously they did to me, calling my one video about World War II hate speech. And I think, you know, I'll give you the link, And I recommend you watch it. I think it's only 10, 15 minutes. But the thing is, the issues I've talked about why the mask is the armband of 100 years ago, she basically, she doesn't use those terms, but she effectively, in a sense, builds that case. You know, she talks about things I've talked about, Operation Paperclip and things of that nature. She talked about, you know, she has a picture of Joseph Mengele, which, you know, I have used before because I have a picture, one somewhere a long time ago, I have a picture of Joseph Mengele and myself next to each other. Because if you look at the two of us, we look related. So, you know, it's kind of like, this is not academic. There is... You know, when I look at that period of history, and of course, obviously, I have the pictures of my mom during that time. And when I say that we are the Fourth Reich, she's giving evidence to that. You know, because I've talked about it. You know, the irony is, if you look at the Shofar Nexus software, or you know, even go to the website, you'll find there is a. Two kind of libraries of images. One is underscore icon, and if you just simply go to any site and go this site slash underscore icon, yeah, and you'll see the list of icons that are there. The various file things, network things, and so forth. The various icons that are used throughout the underlying program. There's another one underscore logo. That I use because when I have obviously referring to things notably things that the Twitter, the YouTube, those kind of things, because when I have links to that, well, I use their logo because that's kosher. But there's one logo in there that I put in that obviously I don't use because they're not a currently active organization, but I have it there kind of as a reminder. IG Farben. The logo of IG Farben is in Shofar Nexus. And the question is, why? IG Farben was a consortium of a lot of big companies, BASF, which I don't know how much you see them today. Big chemical company. Anyway, several of the still well-known German big corporations, including Bayer. And, Bayer has a reputation that most people, I think, are probably unaware of. You know, they invented something called, like, aspirin. And they lost control of it. It was part of the war reparations for World War I. They lost. It was put in the public domain, I think, or whatever. But anyway, they lost control of aspirin because they developed it. Around the same time they developed aspirin, they developed another product that was for a while, including in the U.S., an over-the-counter pain reliever called heroin. So heroin is a product of Bayer. And, recently they purchased another company called Monsanto, which has given us various things like Agent Orange, which has devastated a large part of the country of Vietnam, and has damaged and killed a large number of its peoples. Damaged in the sense of people who are still suffering today, including people in the United States, such as my friend Mike. But they also gave us glyphosate, which probably is one of the biggest killers there is. But nobody cares. Or few people care. Because most people eat it like crazy. And don't know it. But anyway, as a reminder, all those corporations formed this consortium that was put together in the 90s. I think they were formed in the early 30s, I think. And existed until just after the end of World War II, I think. But that consortium was IG Farben. And the logo is there as a reminder to me. Because The U.S. is the Fourth Reich. And I would suggest the video that Really Graceful did is worthy of your time. I'm sorry, I got long again. If you actually listen to the video, the draft of The Bible is True and the Institutional Church is a Fraud, I think you'll find really, really well-researched, solid exposition of Scripture. Clarity of my presentation may be lacking. There are some places where I misuse words. I think I gave a reference because it was only off the top of my head towards what I said, Deuteronomy 24, and I think it's Deuteronomy 14 or something of that nature. So there are things like that in it because, like I say, it was pretty much impromptu. But if I'm right, what I said is vital. And as I suggested in the video I did when I sent the DVDs out, if I'm wrong, does anyone have enough love in them to tell me how I am wrong? Does anyone have enough love in them to tell me how I'm wrong and willing to engage me on that? I love you all.